There are two movies coming out this weekend that are getting a lot of buzz. Rafer Guzman, Takeaway contributor and Newsday critic, is here to guide us through them. You can probably guess what one of them is that we'll be talking about, but the other one absolutely fits in with Mother's Day coming up over the weekend. It's called Babies, and Rafer, a very highly anticipated documentary.
Yes, it's a French documentary. The title pretty much says it all. It's four babies followed from birth to first steps in different cultures around the world, one in Namibia, one in Mongolia, one in Tokyo, and one in San Francisco. And the movie is, it's very short, it's about 80 minutes long, and it basically is just footage of these babies as they grow, and you just watch each of these kids grow up and do the things babies do.
And we can't play a clip from it because there is no clip.
That's right. I didn't think about that.
There's no sound.
There are no subtitles, there's no narration, there's no narrator, there's no commentary of any kind. And it's funny because at first that sounds really fascinating, but I think what winds up happening is, because no judgments are being made, no contrasts are being drawn, the parents are almost entirely absent. You see the mothers sometimes, you see the dad here and there, but really all you've got are just these babies. And they sleep and they eat and they smack the cat around or the goat around. And after
if
a while,
you've seen 5 minutes, you've seen the whole film.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you've seen your neighbor's baby pictures. I mean, you know, after a while,
you've seen your own baby waddling around. Okay, well, there's another movie coming out, also highly anticipated, probably by a completely different set of people. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
And that is Iron Man 2. This one we can listen to.
Our priority here is to have you turn over the Iron Man weapon to the American people.
Well, you can forget it. We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor. I have successfully privatized world peace.
We're adjourned for the day. You've been a delight.
Definitely not a movie mom. That is, of course, Tony Stark. A lot of people are waiting for this movie because they loved the first one.
Sure, yeah, the first Iron Man. This is Iron Man 2, the much-awaited sequel.
Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly, returns as Tony Stark, the good guy weapons mogul.
Right.
That was all the senator you're hearing there is Gary Shandling, and he's one of many really good actors they've roped in for this one. Sam Rockwell plays a villain, a competing arms manufacturer. Mickey Rourke does his sort of hulking wrestler bit as Ivan Vanko, the villain.
He's getting a lot of work lately.
Yeah, he's doing well. And you know, I think like the first one, it was the casting that gets you through this. So basically, I was not a huge fan of the first Iron Man, but I thought it was a decent comic book film that happened to be taken up a few notches in quality because it had Robert Downey Jr. in it.
Well, Rafer Guzman, Takeaway contributor, Newsday critic, breaking my heart with the mediocre review of Iron Man 2. He didn't give that much of a better review for Babies either, but Iron Man, I'm still going to watch the movie.
Well, that's
more than once.
You're one of the world's biggest comic book fans, and I'm starting to read graphic novels a little bit more now, but I got to ask Celeste, can Hollywood please try to get some original scripts? If you love Iron Man, that's great. How many more movies do I have to watch based on a comic book or something that's already been written without an original screenplay?
You mean, how many movies do you get to watch based on a comic book?
Yeah, it's...
Come on, of all
right.
I mean, look at Hollywood. They have... most of their movies are based on a novel, a biography of somebody, or a comic book. It's always based on someone else's writing. Why not a comic book?
The best ones are original screenplays, don't you think, usually?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll go together.
Okay. Twice.